Hi, welcome to Math and Musings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math and Musings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math and Musings. Today's date is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. This is Season 4, Episode 12. Looking at the numbers here, I can see, all right, here's one. The season times the month will give you the episode number. Frank and quick, what's 4 times 3?
12.
Answer, 12. Very good.
23.
You know, I like the number 12. It's got a lot of factors. 23, please give me a prime number. 23 is a great number. 24 is also a good number. It's an even better number because...
They made a game about it.
Yeah. Right, here we go again. Even better because it has a lot of factors. 12, too, has a lot of factors. It's got to be the first one that has 1, 2, 3, 4 as factors. Great number, great number. Then again, I pretty much like all the numbers. And I'm a big fan of reminiscing and of anniversaries. Now, Franklin, you and I last week talked about several anniversaries, among them COVID and the assassination of Julius Caesar and,
yay,
you know, other sad bits of history. Yeah, so I've got a good one this week. We overlooked a really great anniversary from my own personal stash. Now, this is before your time. You have a question from the audience already? Go ahead. Oh, I thought you were asking me a question.
Oh, no, I was waiting.
Audience can't see that you were wildly gesticulating over here like you were going to ask me a question.
No, I was just waving.
Okay, you were just waving. Hi. I'm waving back at you now. Hello. So it was 20 years ago last week. It was March 16th, 2024, so last Saturday. It was, and I should note that it's the day we are recording this. Yeah, I'm going to give up the fact that we are not recording this live. This was recorded.
Wait, what?
March 16th. Yeah. The thing about the podcast is they're always pre-recorded. Anyway, it was March 16th, 2004. 20 years ago, it was a Tuesday night in Binghamton. The premiere broadcast of my television show, Politics After Dark. Now, this was YouTube before there was YouTube. I think YouTube started in 2006. I was doing YouTube before then. Really, have you ever seen the movie Wayne's World? Good, I haven't shown you that one yet. All right, when you're older, I'll show you the movie Wayne's World. And it's basically...
It's funny if I said yes.
If you did, I would say, when did you watch it without me? Anyway, guys who were like filming a TV show in their basement. I actually had a pretty classy setup. Now, it was filmed at my house, but even though, let's say, the rest of my house wasn't exactly fancy. Well, I made this one corner of it look cool on the TV show. And for the first time ever on Math and Musings, I'm going to play a clip from the show. You're going to get to hear this too. I don't think you've ever seen it. Now, you're going to recognize
maybe
the beginning.
I've seen clips.
Maybe I've shown you a still shot or two, but you're going to sort of recognize
the beginning.
Well, let's find out.
If you hear nothing,
If you hear nothing, that means it didn't work. Let's see how this goes. All right. Premier broadcast of Politics Dark. I'm taking you back 20 years. This was, March 16th, 2004. Oh, there we go. I got nervous for a second there. So I'm relying on my computer's output here. So there I am, descending the stairs. What do I say? And I'll pause it right there. And the music, by the way, the music you were listening to in the background was the Oscar Peterson Trio. And I do give them their proper recognition as I'm announcing it on here. And I mentioned the album is A Jazz Portrait of Frank Sinatra. It's the same way I used to introduce this on radio also. But that's why I could never sell the show, because I was using someone else's music. A year later, though, I got the great idea, wait a minute, I'm a musician, I can put my own music on here. And that's when I wrote my own theme song, started using my own stuff, as I do on this program as well. So, Frank, do you recognize the cadence of the intro?
No.
I mentioned what is. I'm editor of Bing Interview and your host. I do the same thing now.
Yeah, it's a little different word.
Yeah. And I eventually, I did that intro. Let's see. I think I'm up to 324 episodes right now, because TV show technically never stopped. Like, it went off the air in Binghamton in 2011, but I've been putting episodes on YouTube randomly. I think I'm up to 324. It was because I post one on my birthday every year now. I've got the intro. I had the intro memorized. There, I sort of stumbled over it. But the cadence of it and the content was pretty consistent. Now, I'm not going to have you go through the whole thing. My friend Louis Leonini is on the show with me. Still my friend, 20 years later,
nice.
That I worked with on Binghamton Review. And so I can say he's been my friend.
Is he like Franklin's Food Review?
Is it like Franklin's Food Review?
Yeah, it's a review.
Similar, yeah. We're reviewing subjects in Binghamton. There's also a national review that we sort of pattern ourselves off. Does the whole country, yeah. And I can say that Lou and I have been friends for twice as long as you and I have been friends. So at least 20 years. You've been my friend for 10 years. 10 years and counting. And Lou and
I
are still friends at this point. We worked on a review together. And he was my first guest on this show. And one of, if not my final guests on my radio program as well. Because I'm TV, radio, and print.
True.
At the time, I was... I had this TV show started, kind of modeled. The show was called Politics After Dark. I modeled it after an old television show that Hugh Hefner hosted called Playboy After Dark. He had another one called Playboy's Penthouse as well. Frank, do you know who Hugh Hefner is?
Who?
That's the right answer. Yes, I will tell you when you're older. A lot of his content is pretty adult. I, though, at the time I've mentioned this before, was known as the Hugh Hefner of Binghamton. Not for the reason that you would think. Not that I was cool or anything, but it was that I lived in a big house, had people over all the time, had a television show and a magazine. That's what made me the Hugh Hefner of Binghamton. Not the cool stuff. Anyway, in Binghamton on a Tuesday night from 8:39 when this thing aired, like, just nothing else. What else is going on in Binghamton on a Tuesday? Like, what's fun on a Tuesday? You got anything good? What do you usually do on a Tuesday night?
I sleep.
Sleep, but before you go to bed, what am I watching on our nice big TV in the living room? What are you watching? Answer random videos on YouTube.
That's not true, I promise.
You're watching educational content. No, you're scrolling through random videos on YouTube, and so is everyone. No, I'm not faulting you.
Nice.
It's because that's what everyone else does too. But before there was YouTube, you were stuck with whatever was on TV. And it was just like, okay, this is the thing that's on TV. There's only like 12 channels. This is the thing I'm going to watch. Everyone in Binghamton watched the show. And everyone got to see my smiling face for 7 years on public access cable channel 6. And then it was later cable channel 4. And, I got good at it. And like, if you watch this episode now, I'm not as smooth as I am now with my delivery, he says as he stumbles over a few words. But the content is pretty much the same. It's funny. I'm going to give you two names. Now, you don't know who either one of these people are, but Lou and I are talking politics on here. And the two New York politicians at the time that we were sort of criticizing and ridiculing for purely political reasons were Alan Hevesy, comptroller, and Elliot Spitzer, Attorney General of New York, later Governor of New York. It's funny that we mentioned those two guys just for their politics, that within a few years, both of those guys had left office in disgrace, in huge scandal. They had to step down for reasons unrelated to what they were putting forth. Now, it's funny that the one person and the local level that we didn't ridicule in this episode, that I did pretty much every episode, was State Senator Thomas W. Libous, who also left office in scandal and would have gone to prison. I love pointing this out. Would have gone to prison, except he had cancer anyway. Judge gave him some leniency or so, like gave him just house arrest and, you know, his house arrest for the last few months of his life instead of going to prison. He didn't get prison because he was dying anyway. This guy was a crook. I said he was a crook for 20 years, and then I was finally, like, validated when everything that I had said about him, influence peddling and such, was he was convicted of these crimes, and then, as I said, would have gone to jail except he was dying anyway. They gave him house arrest at the end of his life. I chuckled through it now because this was a bad man who got his comeuppance at the end.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you more about it when you're older. Franklin, we've got some things coming up here. One has already hit.
The end of the podcast?
End of the podcast. We got a few minutes. It's the beginning of spring. You know spring has already sprung. You know what the first day of spring was?
The 21st.
22nd? People always say the 21st, but the thing about it is this year...
The 20th.
No, it's... I think
19th?
It, Greenwich Mean Time might be the 20th, but here, Eastern Time Zone, it's Tuesday, March 19th. That was the beginning of spring. It starts early. Now, the equinox, a solar equinox, is a moment in time when the sun crosses the Earth's equator, which is to say, appears directly above the equator rather than north or south of the equator. What my son said there was, he didn't catch it, nerd alert. On the day of the equinox, the sun appears to rise due east and set due west. It occurs twice a year. And the one in spring is called the vernal equinox. Day and night are equal this time of year. And a little bit earlier than usual. So spring has already sprung. I wanted to get your opinion of this, though, because there's a few. Now, there's the technical, like, moment that the scientists tell us, like, okay, this is the start of spring. What to you is the start of spring? There are different factors out there.
Oh, I know exactly when it is.
Yeah? Let's hear it.
It should be the first day of March.
Should be the first day of March. Yeah.
Or the...
When the calendar clicks March,
maybe
I feel
like
spring.
March 15th, like halfway through
Middle of
March.
Ides of March. We were discussing that last week. You don't have to wait around till the 19th or 20th, 21st.
Yeah.
Like it's funny how, to me, that it's in a range. Like, it's somewhere between the 19th and the 22nd. But the scientists will tell us when this actually hits. We've got around here, I mean, it's like when cherry blossoms bloom, right? We've already done some
cherry blossom
blooming and viewing.
Cherries are good.
Cherries are good? You like
cherries? Cherries are good.
Do you like fruit?
It's a good flavor.
Good flavor. I agree.
It's a good flavor. It's one of the three best.
One of the three best. What are your top three flavors? You can't say top three and
grape,
then that name.
Grape, cherry, maybe orange?
Grape, cherry, orange. You know, I think...
Not in a specific order.
Yeah. When I think orange creamsicle. And so I've heard. We're going to be validated on that Wendy's orange creamsicle frosty.
Like a month ahead.
Yeah. Oh, we talked about that weeks ago. Yeah, and here I see once I see it for reals, we'll be at the store buying it. Yeah, and so to me it's like if you're a teacher or a student, spring is officially started with spring break. Now we got spring break starting tomorrow as people listen to this as this drops. This is the final day before spring break. Yeah, today's gonna be fun at school. Tomorrow starts spring break, and then. We've got nicer weather coming up here and some good times. Yeah. Now, to me, there's one that we've overlooked in spring. Like, never mind the birds or the flowers or the sun and the moon and the stars and how these
Reese's
things
are. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Eggs.
You are...
Cadbury Cream Eggs.
And the third one...
Robin's Eggs.
There you go, my friend.
Yeah.
We'll hit them all. Let me pull out this for you. The Robin's mini eggs. They're made by the Whoppers company.
Wait,
they're
Robin's
Whoppers.
Egg minis.
Robin's eggs minis. Oh yes, of course. This is good audio here. I put this out.
Minis.
It's the minis. Let's bring this
minis
out. Frank and I appreciate you being on the show today. Grab a couple of these.
So is it made by Burger
King? Yeah, Burger King. You can have it your way. I love the colors on these things. The Robin egg. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, these are good. It's like a Whopper, but in an egg shape with the candy coating.
Not the burger.
Not the burger Whopper. The Whopper is the chocolate malt balls. made by the candy company. Franken, I greatly enjoyed you having on the show in any season. I'm going to need a few more of these. It's fantastic. Hey, check out Franklin's Food Review. And for more information or to contact about this program, you can head to MikeOConnellJr.com.